I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Oh, man, there's nothing like spending time with family. That's when memories are made. For example, a family of three, they were enjoying a nice weekend drive when they heard what they thought was a gunshot. Their car filled with smoke, so they pulled over and exited the car. Now, the good news is nobody fired a gun at their car. Instead, their car was struck by lightning, as in a direct hit, as in it left a burned hole through the top. Now, a direct hit also fried all the car's electronics and exploded the exhaust system, which was strewn across the highway. But luckily, everyone survived. No injuries. Sure, they pooped their pants a little, but they survived. Now, speaking of families in a car, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he's vacationing here in the United States. If you don't remember Boris Johnson, he was the blonde guy whose hair has never seen a comb. Well, Boris and his four-year-old son, they recently visited a safari park in Texas, you know, kind of like the Olympic Animal Farm here. And that's where you can hand feed the animals from the safety of your vehicle. Unless that animal is an ostrich. There's a video making the rounds where Boris, with his son on his lap, attempts to feed the ostrich. And instead, the bird, well, it more or less attacks him through the window. So naturally, the wife posted the video where you can hear him cussing before driving off. Which remind me, I took my kids to Olympic Animal Farm at their request, only for them to move as far away from the animals as was humanly possible. Meanwhile, I got covered in bison snot. I wish I was joking. But that's one of my better family outings that we've had, believe it or not. But that's what we're talking about today, all right? Not just family trips, but any time that you spent with your family in general, whether it's a family reunion, a vacation, or just being home. Because let's face it, when it comes to family, things can be stupid. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what did a family member do or what happened when you were with your family?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com. Hello, Michelle, is the way we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,298. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as we get set for the Men's Room 20th Anniversary World Tour Stop number 3 at Muckleshoot Casino this Saturday at 2. The Reunited New Originals take the stage.
Yes.
In honor. Today on Sit and Spin at 4:30, we have 10 cover songs by rock's biggest bands. So, Ted, you were saying in the office, you didn't really know at first that All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix, really, yeah, a Bob Dylan song.
Right. I mean, I had to be in my 30s before I learned that.
That's true of most people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
And most popular bands are known to cover a song or two. You look at the, Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Horrible song, but yes, they covered it.
Live and Let Die.
Horrible song, but they covered it.
Yes, they did.
If you look at Van Halen,
half of their catalog before 1984.
You comes. Really got me. Pretty Woman.
You name it, dude.
I mean, every single album they did, they had at least one Dancing in the Streets.
Hell, a Quiet Riot, man, shot to the top of the metal chart based on someone else's song.
They did. Was that Slade?
That was Slade. And the only reason we've heard of Slade is because Quiet Riot covered them.
Okay. Now, I know that the new originals have been working on some new originals that are, in fact, covers. So these are new covers for the new originals to
correct.
Perform on stage on Saturday.
Well, Ted's going to do an oldie but a goodie.
A classic.
But it's been stripped down. You see?
I see.
It's
okay.
Kind of like Ted Unplugged, if you will.
All right.
Yeah, you
now,
really get to hear my voice.
You seemed very happy about that last
night.
You
can hear it in my voice. Just like, God damn, I can hear my vocals
so
loud.
What we did was, on the covers today, 10 cover songs by Rock's biggest bands. What we did was, Mike, I believe you took out all of the things that were easily identifiable. In other words,
Sound of Silence.
Aerosmith, Come Together, Disturbed,
right.
Sound of Silence.
Exactly.
Stuff that you've heard.
We're not going to grab those.
Well, they're too obvious. Some are not. I mean, some you've heard before.
No, You Really Got Me by Van Halen.
Sure. I mean, I'm still wondering if Annie Is Okay from the Alien Ant Farm. Michael Jackson.
Name another song from Alien Ant Farm.
That's the one I know.
Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana.
Yep.
We're not going to do that one.
Right, because he starts it
out. Movies.
That's a David Bowie song.
Sweet Dreams. Alien Ant song?
Alien Ant Farm.
Know that?
Because I really like their second song, and I hope they were going
to
make it.
You know, honest to God, I don't know that I've ever heard it, man. Yeah. Like, we play Smooth Criminal.
Correct.
Right, play that all the time, Alien Ant Farm, and I'm like, man, I don't know that I know a single freaking thing from them other than that.
There is one that's a little bit more on the popular side, but I needed to get 10, so I'd toss that one
out. Okay. Well, Pearl Jam. You know, I mean, if you know Pearl Jam, you know, when they started out, there were a ton of even compilations where they're covering Who songs. Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World. All these ones that are, you go,
Last Kiss.
I know that song.
I hate that song.
So,
Last Kiss. I didn't like the original. They didn't do it any. It is what it is. I'm glad they liked it. I hate that
song. So, we picked some bands that we play. I believe every band on there, Mike, we play. For the most part.
Yep. Yep, okay. We play every band here.
All right. You don't hear these tunes all the time, but they are covers by some of Rock's biggest bands, and the bands that are covering them are some of Rock's biggest bands. Yeah. So we've got that coming up for Sit and Spin at 4:30.
God, I remember it was Pain in the Grass a couple of years ago. We had Disturbed there. And David Draymond,
that's his name,
right? Okay. So he's actually a super nice guy, but he's sitting down with me, and this is before the interview started, and he's in a fantastic mood, man. I mean, just smiling, like there is a vibe coming off of him, and he had just found out, as he related to me, man, we have the number one rock song in the country. And I just looked at him, and I'm like, it's a cover. You know, I wasn't trying to cut him down, but it was Sound of Silence. I'm like, I mean, that's great, and that's cool, and you can capitalize on that, but like, you didn't write it. I mean, it's kind of weird.
You just didn't screw it up when you redid it.
We have the biggest song, and we have nothing to do with it other than we played it, you know?
Right.
So,
yep.
People love that song, though.
They do. And look, they did a fine job. I wasn't trying to cut him down, but
what did he
say? He just kind of smiled back at me and nodded a little bit. You know, I wasn't being derogatory. I'm
Jackass.
Like, but it's...
Yeah, I know. You should have hit him with a sucker.
But it's a cover, sucker.
Well, he made so much money off that song. And so did Paul Simon.
Oh, Paul Simon was... Because they were like, did you like their cover? He's like, bro,
Do you like this car in this pool I just got?
Yeah, he was like, whatever.
I do. You know? So, in honor of the show on Saturday...
Sorry, I just looked out the window. I'm like, my God.
You know where we live. Muggle Shoe Casino, this Saturday with a reunited new originals. I can't wait to meet your guys' new manager. I'm assuming he is a British man.
Of course he is.
Bathing optional. Probably very stringy, long hair.
And does not have all of the teeth in his mouth.
Kind of like a shorter Mick Fleetwood, you know, but a little bit more weight on him. And never a time where you can't see some part of his chest as he wears a shirt that's normally somewhat open. So I'm assuming you got one of those guys that screams.
Yeah, we just hired Nigel.
Nigel, exactly. That's the
yes,
guy.
His name is Nigel, which is the same of our last manager, whose name was Nigel.
What is your major function back here? I'm bringing out the band.
Do you have to hire a British manager?
And he's got to be mean, and he doesn't wash his hair.
I swear to God, every time we do Pain in the Grass, right? And like these bands, they're big, they're on tour, they don't know who the F we are, but you know, we go out there and introduce the band. Someone will come over and they will ask what's your function. You explain your purpose and they're cool with it. They give you a few regulations. Don't touch this. You can do that. Blah, blah, blah. This is how long you have. But I swear to God, every one of them is 5'5" and every one of them is British. To the point where I'm like, Were you here last year, man? But it's like, no, they're different managers. They're just 5 foot five, nine.
You get some American guys, but it's rare, and it doesn't matter the genre. It's not just rock.
Really?
Yeah, like years ago when we did that American Idol tour, it was all Brits.
That's okay. American Idol, man. What are you doing here, bro? But yeah, lots of British managers.
So that's coming up at 4:30. 10 cover songs by rock's biggest bands.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about your family, what a family member did in his lifetime, or what something that happened while the family was in your presence. So either one applies today on the question. And most people do have some characters in their families.
Yes.
Where the stories always seem to revolve around them, their antics, what they do. Sometimes you're a part of that shenanigans when you're with a family member. And I will start with my Uncle Bill, who is known to get himself into some interesting situations, so to speak. Now, my uncle, he was at a bar in his hometown, and I guess he moved away for 3 or 4 years, came back to see his folks, see his friends, whatever the deal was. Goes to his local watering hole, and there is a little person at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I think this person was fairly intoxicated. My uncle sits down and tries to just, you know, kind of diffuse the situation, so to speak.
What, was he being mouthy or something?
He was being mouthy to the bartender. He was not being nice to
the little
around
person?
Him. Yes. And he started it on my uncle. And my uncle doesn't really want to have any part of this.
Sure, okay? sure.
He was not there to do that. He was just there to have a Fall City beer, chill out with his friends.
Fall City.
Yes, from, I believe, Louisville or Lexington, Kentucky.
Only the best.
But he wanted to just sit down and chill out. This guy's not going to stop. And now my uncle's getting tired of it. And this guy comes over, and he lays hands on my uncle. All right. So my uncle stands up. My uncle's 6'3". All right. Okay. But so calms the situation down. Does not want to get into a fight. Does not want to have any part of this. He is not. He's really trying to defuse the situation. Another beer goes down. My uncle's still listening to this guy talk crap about, you know, wanting to take him outside, beat his ass, have sex with his girlfriend.
Oh, this guy's a swinger for the fences.
F his mom. I mean, he is going after it. He's like the bagel guy. He is just unrelenting.
He's got to be banking that nobody's going
to
check him.
Yeah. So my uncle stands up and says, look, buddy, you need to leave. The guy comes over and punches him in the jewels.
He didn't punch him in the face.
Yeah. Hits him hard. All right. And now my uncle's like, oh, man. And now he's coming after him. So there's another guy trying to pull this guy off of him. And my uncle's just, he's not pulling any triggers.
Right.
And finally, he just says, F it. And just takes a swing, man, and knocks this guy out. The guy wakes up and starts crying. Why did you hit me?
Oh, God, come
on. It's not fair. Blah, 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 blah. And apparently, one of his other friends had pulled up to the bar, realized how ridiculously drunk this guy was, and physically picked him up and put him in the back of his truck and drove him to wherever he needed to go.
Like in the bed of his truck or the cab?
In the bed of his truck. He picked him up and put him in the bed of his truck and drove
him. You know why I pulled you over? Nah, man, broken tail light. There's a little person in the bed of your truck.
And my uncle feels horrible about this. Like,
why?
Even though he got punched in the jimmy. Because
if you're going to run, look, it's a full-grown adult, right? If it's a kid, I get it. Doesn't matter the dude's size. At that point where it's like, look, man, you've stepped over 15 lines, and the only reason you didn't get your ass knocked out earlier is because of your size. But eventually, it's going to happen.
So now he's freaked out. He's thinking to himself, the cops are going to come down here. I'm going to get arrested for assault or whatever the deal is. And he had a hard time telling that story to his friends because his friends were making fun of him, obviously, about the whole idea. Because not a lot of people can say that they were in a bar.
What's your uncle's name?
Bill.
Yeah, you win that one, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Bill won that one, and Bill was a lifeguard man for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah,
and I don't know what you know about those guys, but it's very militant in the training.
Oh, absolutely.
They're up at 5
o'clock.
You're
there to save lives.
They're doing half mile to mile ocean swims every morning. They have a weight room. They have requirements like the military or being a police officer. You need to. My uncle was jacked. Like, he really was. He was jacked and in great shape. So the last guy you wanted to mess with at that time was him. But at the same time, he can say that he got into a fight with a little person at a bar and beat his ass.
But he can say that, he
doesn't. He doesn't like telling the story. But all of his friends do. And everyone else who was there or heard the story remembers it and tells that story about him doing that.
Yeah, I would too.
I know a buddy that one night after a bar went home with a little person. And then in the morning, he just, this is back in the day, so like he doesn't have a cell phone and he's out of money. But he needs to get a cab. See, we'll say borrowed some money from the little person's purse.
Oh, no. Without them knowing.
He stole it. But you're right. Like your uncle, to this day, I see this guy maybe once every 10 years.
Yeah.
And it, once you get past two or three beers, it'd be like, hey, tell him the story how you had sex and rolled the midget. Or the little person. Sorry. Little person. Because right? It's like, right. Like, he's like, what was I supposed to do? I was like, I don't know, but it seems bad that you stole. But first of all, it's already bad that you went home with a little person.
Why?
Well, it's just odd.
Right. Well, the story. You're just getting there to make fun of. Well, Ted, you almost. You wanted.
Well, legit.
I know. We were doing what they call it, midget wrestling, whatever it was.
Yeah, they called it that.
And how tall? It was the shortest guy on the circuit. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So he's it's all dwarf. Little people, but this guy, he was known as, he was the tiniest guy.
He was
there.
Also a heel.
But.
Just so you know, as far as right. the way they pit the guys against each other, he was the guy you're supposed to hate.
But look, Anthony Hopkins played a great cannibal, but it doesn't mean he's going to eat you when he's not on camera.
I don't think this guy could have transformed into a nice guy.
No, he and so
well,
for whatever reason.
I also didn't know we were supposed to be part of the yak. We were just supposed to introduce them.
I did not know either, but I was not pulled into it so much as you were.
Correct.
Like for whatever reason, the guy never said anything to me. I was like, hey man, what's up? And I smoked cigarettes with him, which was odd. But for whatever, he kept coming up to you. And then, so, long story short, we're at this bar. A couple of hours have gone by, and Ted comes up to me, and he's like, Thrill, I'm going to beat that mother effer's ass to death. And I'm like, Ted, you can't, man. He's like, look, dude, he slapped me. Didn't he slap me? He called you a bitch or something.
Right, and he got in the ring because I introduced him. And then he got in the ring, and, you know, fat boy and this and that. And then, right, and he's like, God, you should have gone harder at me. I'm like, all right, cool. But then he just wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, I mean, it was all night. Even when we're just drinking beer.
So
like,
was
we're
it stick, or was he just trying to dig at you? Well, I mean, was it both?
See, to me, it came as both, and I was like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Tough guy.
You want to kill him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ted was like, man, I'm like, Ted, you can't, man. He's like, no, seriously, man. This guy's running his mouth. I'm like, Ted, I completely understand, and I sympathize with where you're coming from. But, bro, it's going to be real bad talking to the bosses tomorrow. The guy was like 2'9" or something like that. Seriously. Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to kill this guy. And like, it's just going to be bad. I understand you're mad, but dude, please, please exercise restraint. But as I'm saying, this is a dude to walk by like, bitch, right at Ted. And I'm like, I don't know how to help you do that, but man.
Yeah, it's like, I would have to throw an uppercut and just stop it.
Right.
Just like right
it's okay, so across the street from that bar, because this is a very small town where my mom lives now. All right, there was a 24-hour diner.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the main restaurants.
One of the main
restaurants in town. Everybody went there because it was always open. It was called Stroh Snyder's, all right? So they had, like, fountain sodas.
Yeah.
You know, like a jerk shop, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, soda jerk. Sorry if you don't know what that is. But my grandfather goes after a wrestling event at the Armory. And those guys would come around in their little local groups back then before Vince bought everything.
Right.
And so, you know, one of the things about those guys is that it was very hard for them to go out, especially when on television, one is the mean guy and one is the nice guy.
Right. But they're friends in real life.
Right. So they go to Stroh Snyder's. So I want to say it's like Tommy Wildfire Rich, who is a good guy,
mm-hmm.
and Iron Mike Sharp, who was a bad guy. All right. My grandfather had already approached them. They'd already signed his, you know, his pamphlet or whatever the hell that is, a program, right? My grandfather goes and sits down in the booth and starts eating because, you know, he's going to eat after the match. These guys order the food. Some guy walks in. He'd obviously been in the wrestling match, too. These guys wrestled against each other that night. I think it was on, like, TBS or TNT. It was, like, Southern Georgia Championship Wrestling or one of those things. So this guy comes up and goes, I knew it was phony. I knew it was fake. I seen you two sitting there eating. You're friends. You can't lie to me. I knew this was fake. This is fake. Fake, you are fakers, and I want my money back, and blah blah blah. Right. And this guy challenges like Tommy Wildfire Rich to a fight.
Bad idea, man.
They drag this jackass outside, and they hang him on the telephone pole by his belt loop. Iron Mike Sharp was a big dude.
Yeah,
he was a huge guy. Tommy Wildfire Rich shorter, but they wrestled him up, and the first loop on a telephone pole is up
high.
Yeah, it's like 7 feet.
To encourage you not to climb them.
Yeah.
So they picked his ass up, hooked him on there, and my grandfather said the guy was like swimming in the air.
Like he's
trying to get down.
He couldn't get himself out of it. And he kept, it's like he was getting a super wedgie and he was screaming for help. And those guys just laughed and came back in and kept on eating food.
What did a family member do or what happened when you were with your family? 206-803-ROCK.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
The question, what did a family member do or what happened when you were with your family? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola. So, Kay, what happened with a family member or when your family was together?
Well, it was when my family was all together. We had taken a family cruise. So there was every age from little to big, and we were on a 7-day cruise. There was 10 or 11 of us, and we hit our first port of call, and this is my mom and I that this happened to. We go off by ourselves because nobody would go shopping with us, and so we have to meet back at the boat by a certain time. It's getting ready to take off, and all of a sudden I realize it's getting late and I've got to get back down to the boat. And my mom's in a wheelchair. She's 90 years old. I was not exactly the best, speediest person in the world myself. But as we're heading back, I'm kind of trying to hoof it a little bit to get back to the boat. And it's a downhill slope. And I let go of the, I don't remember why, but I let go of the handle, the handles on the
Because you hate your mother?
It what?
Because you hate your mother?
Well, okay, that might have had something to do with it at some point in my life. However, I realized she was starting to roll faster than what I realized she would, and it was a pretty steep slope. And pretty soon I'm trying to run, and I don't run very well. Well, anyway, long story short, I'm zippity-doo-dah down there as fast as I can, and I'm trying to catch her, and she's going, oh, and I can hear her talking. She's going, oh, Kenny, this is, we're going kind of fast. You're really moving. And she's kind of looking around, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I've got to catch up to her. And I'm only a few steps behind her just as we get down to where it starts to flatten out, and there's rocks, and, you know, there's all kinds of things in the way or whatever. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to kill my mom. And I just, I don't know how I did it. I just got going just fast enough. I caught those handlebars and brought her to a stop. And she said, well, that was fun. I thought, oh, you have no idea.
Did you ever tell her that you let go of the wheelchair?
Nope.
And you really, you have no idea why. And you said this is a steep slope. Your mom is 90 in a wheelchair. And you honestly cannot think of why, other than I want my mom to die today, that you let go of the back of the wheelchair.
Well, I don't remember why. I mean, I'm sure I knew at the time, and I just knew I was, you know, going fast. I have no idea, but my family laughs about that to this day. My husband, in fact, called me and said, you've got to call KISW and tell them the story. And
did you make the boat?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right, that's the most important thing.
Oh, they will leave your ass.
Yeah,
it's like a train.
They are leave not on around. The nut, man.
Where was your cruise?
We were down in the Eastern Caribbean, and I think the first port of call was Puerto Rico, but I'm not positive. So I think that's where it was, but
it's hilly there.
Were you excited about the idea of doing a cruise with the whole family? I might be a horrible human being, but like, I had a great cruise. It's just me and my wife, one other couple, right? And it was fantastic. Right. And my wife keeps kicking around the idea of, hey, the kids are old enough, we could take them on another European cruise. Worth doing. I'd recommend it to anyone. And I'm like, I understand they're old enough. I don't want them on the cruise. I love my kids, but I'm like, no, man. And if my parents called me now and said, hey, we're going to get your brother and his wife, me and your dad, you bring your family, I would have to find an excuse not to do it. I don't know what it is, but the idea of being confined on a cruise ship with my family seems awful.
It was my idea.
Or was it?
Well, you know, the hardest part is finding a dinner table for eight.
Oh, no, they know.
Or all these things that I'm just like, you know, this happened to me on family vacation. I'm like, why don't four of you?
But I think on a cruise, they know your group of eight. That part would be set up.
All right.
But you still got to eat every meal with them.
That's the downside of a cruise, is that it will be set up. So even if you kind of want to escape everyone, like, because dinner is served at a time, right? And look, if you're together, unless you make a special request, which would sound horrible, like, hey, can you put my kids and the rest of my family at a different table? Because then you look like an a-hole, right? And maybe I'm an a-hole, but just my wife keeps sticking around the idea. And I was like, babe, listen to me, man. Seriously. Like, we do a lot of things with the kids. I love my kids. I enjoy the time with the kids. But part of the reason I enjoyed that cruise is because they are not on it.
Yep. My brother and his family, we want to get pizza tonight. Go.
Right.
Go.
No, it must be a family thing.
No, we don't get a chance to do this. Go. I'll see you afterwards.
It's always the thing. We don't get, when we go to Delaware, right? So once a year or every other year, we go to this beach house in Delaware. It's my wife's side of the family, and it's fine. And we have a good time. It's not that, because you can kind of just do your own thing, except dinner. All right. So you can go to the beach, hang out at the pool, go see the city, go do what you want to do. But dinner, everyone must be together. There are like 25 people. Okay. And there's, I don't care who you are. I don't care how organized you are. My wife's the most organized person I've ever known in my life. Even she cannot herd all of these cats to make it normal. We had to go to the grocery store one day. It was just me and her. Everyone else went to the beach, and we were just like so happy to see each other. Right. So it's like, all right, we're going to grab lunch. We're going to stop at the bar. We'll do a few things. Cool. We go out. My wife's like, hey, I didn't tell you this from the top, but we also have to go to the grocery store. I'm like, sorry, what now? She's like, we have to go to the grocery store. We're doing dinner with everyone tonight. Oh. Okay. What are we eating? And we've made it clear, and she knows that you and I, as we call it, Miles, the crappy tacos.
Yes.
Just the straight ground beef. Stale-ass taco shells and all that kind of thing. So we're buying all this. And I'm in a mood at the grocery store. Like, man, I don't want to sit down with 25 people. I do not want to eat crappy tacos. And then even then, my wife's waiting for something like at the meat counter. So I'm like, look, I'm just going to get the rest of this crap because I want to get out of here as soon as I can. Everything I grabbed was the wrong version of what was on the list. So I grabbed like canned corn. So I'm already like, dude, Jesus Christ, come on. And my wife looks in there and she's like, yeah, we got to get different corn. I'm like, what are you talking about? And maybe it's Del Monte. I don't know. But she's like, well, they'll only eat blank. I'm like, dude, it is canned corn. Like, that was just my whole thing. By the time we had dinner, I was just pissed. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's not what I want to do. It does.
I mean, and I do it with my buddies. We'll go on a trip every, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
But that's a group of guys. But that's our rule, too. People find it funny. You have to eat dinner together.
Oh, you told me that one guy, that's his one rule.
Yeah, like, right, because he'll buy these giant, and he might legit be a billionaire, right? He started crazy companies, but like his one rule is we eat dinner together. Okay. You can't have a beer, you have to have wine or a cocktail, or just water, right? But you can't have a beer at the table, and then you take...
What is his deal with beer? It doesn't look classy?
I guess so, yeah. Okay, right. I don't know, but it's kind of nice. Sometimes you get a gin and tonic, sometimes you have a wine, and whatever. You take turns, like, cooking. Like, I was on prep one night. My buddy Steve was on the grill.
So it doesn't matter if you go out or you're at the rental place. It's always together, and it's always no beer.
Correct.
Yeah, so and then the last, dinner going out, whatever.
Right, the last night we were there, he was very upset because he wanted to go to the specific restaurant, but everybody was kind of burnt out, as they had been there 2 days before me.
Yeah.
So then we ordered a bunch of food, but same thing. You know, not a lot of sharing. You order what you want.
Yep.
You sit down at the table. You have your wine or your cocktail at 6 p.m.
Wow.
And he has a set time.
6 p.m.
Wow. Okay.
Does he do that at home?
No. It's that's just, probably honestly, why. And like, look, I can't explain to you how much he must have spent on this house. When you go to the bars, like, before you know it, there's just trays of shots being passed around.
Oh, wow.
Because he's just over there ordering them and, like, send them out to the crowd, send them to my buddies. So... the last thing you're going to do is bitch about having to sit down at 6.
Wow. You are absolutely right. All right, man. I can do that.
But it is kind of funny because it's like we're like a little family. Like, oh, Dad says we got to be here.
What did a family member do or what happened when you were with your family? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Okay, so the short version of what happened was that... this happened a couple of days ago. I was in the bathroom and I went downstairs to get some breakfast. And a couple of hours later, my whole family, we noticed a really bad smell coming from somewhere in our house. I went back to the bathroom and I took a whiff. And it turns out the fan was still on, so it was not coming from up there.
You really thought the first thought you had was that was what you had done in that bathroom?
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous on paper and even funnier when you say it out loud now that I think about it. So after we couldn't figure out where the snow was coming in it from. And believe it or not, normally we were able to figure it out much quicker, but this time it took us at least 4 or 5 hours, but that was because we had some busy yard work at the time. And so 4 or 5 hours later, I'm about to go outside to mow the lawn, and I had a funny urge to go up to the laundry room, and turns out that's where the smell was the strongest. And I let my dad know, and I went down to the garage to get the mower, and he came back a couple minutes later and told me that that's actually what happened. He left some wet clothes in the washing machine a little too long, and that's how a large part of our house ended up smelling like a large pile of manure.
How long had he left them in there? Because that's one of the worst smells, at least in my opinion, man, just old wet clothes. How long had he left them in there?
I don't know. Maybe since... the evening before, I honestly have no clue.
Well, those people don't really realize they smell. When you're around a moldy clothes person, for whatever reason, they don't smell it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe because all their clothes smell like that.
Yeah. Okay. Here we have a story of a crazy one. An otter ransacked a family's kitchen cupboards after following the scent of fresh catch at sea. Donna Mout, she lives in Shetland. And she lives with her husband, Ryan, and he is a commercial fisherman. They have two kids. She's cooking dinner when she noticed that there was an otter outside her house looking for food.
All right.
So intrigued, their son and daughter, 4 and 6, went outside to catch a glimpse of the animal, only for the otter to bolt at them and run through the open front door of their home. The chaos was captured on video by the dad as the creature invaded their home. It was definitely a moment of OS. You can't make it up. So the husband is a fisherman, and he brought some fish home with him. And there was some in the sink. There was some in cans. His clothes smelled like fish and all of his equipment. And the otter came in, smelling and tearing apart all of it. It happened so quickly. The video has amassed over 25,000 views. It starts off with a family capturing the otter outside, playing around. The kids are like, oh, look, an otter. Then it bolts up the front steps and through the front door.
Yeah.
Now, after running through the kitchen, the otter then hid in a storage room. So Ryan, the husband, tries to coax the animal out. It runs straight between his legs, back into the kitchen, jumps on the kitchen counter, and opens up the cupboard.
How high can those things jump, man?
Jumped on the table, started causing chaos as it swung off a floor lamp, ran across the kitchen counters, knocking over crockery, they call it. Not knowing where to go, it opened a couple cupboards, then managed to jump into one, pulled the contents out of mostly cans of fish. Then the otter ran across the top of the cupboards before working out an escape route out of the property. Mom says it was just funny watching Ryan trying to get it out. I had to just put this video online. It was too much. I'm amazed that nothing was broken with all the mess it caused. But I did have to chuck the tea out after all that. A spokesperson said, you should contact a helpline for advice if you come across an otter out of its natural habitat. And always keep a safe distance, as they can be aggressive and like to bite.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard about otters. My thought is, all right, the otter runs in the house. I don't know what my plan of attack would be. You know, a bird is one thing. Anything, like an otter, I don't know what you do. But once it's in the storeroom, the door is closed, and then we make a call. To me, that's where he screwed up, was opening the storeroom door. Like, dude, if it's trapped, just let it be trapped, unless you have a big otter plan.
Yeah. Now we have the story of a family of three.
I don't.
I mean, like a broom's not going to do it. They're very dense.
Yeah, I just don't have an otter plan.
I don't have it. You'd have to grab a gun to shoot them.
Don't you have a machete?
I'm not going to machete an otter.
Why? You wouldn't. It's in your house, but it's tearing your house apart, man.
I guess you're right. I guess I could
machete. Do you have a baseball bat?
Yeah, I got an aluminum bat.
I'd have to go into the garage.
I should take that cricket bat I got from Aaron.
Ooh.
Hit with it.
Yeah.
Oh, now you want to hit an otter with a cricket bat.
Just put it by your door. Just in case.
Because you want to hit an otter with a cricket bat now.
Well, he's tearing apart the house.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Oh, I tee off.
Like, if I had a machete, and it sounds awful. It's not that I want to cut an otter in half, but, like, if you're ripping my house apart, I don't know. I don't have a machete, though. I don't know what I could do.
But you're still right. Where he went wrong was, like, it's already locked away in one room.
Leave it there.
Why would you open that door?
I got a battle axe somewhere. Yeah.
Do you have a battle axe?
Yeah. No, it's a prop, but it's got a sharp edge on it.
Okay, well, if it can hurt something, it's not a prop. It's a
little one-handed little booger.
What makes it a prop if it's an actual axe?
To be fair.
I mean, it's
because
an axe.
It's probably very shoddily made. Like, I'm not taking this thing into combat, but if somebody busts into my house, like,
I can take it into combat.
Do some damage.
That is not a prop. What do you have, an otter is now in your house wreaking havoc.
Honestly?
What's your go-to, yeah.
Meat cleaver.
Exactly. Right.
That's what I got. That's my go-to grab weapon. Like, if something's going on, man, I grab the meat cleaver.
I feel like that's more brutal, though.
I feel like that, with a human, you're like, oh, God, this guy's got a meat cleaver. Like, if I get into you, man, I'm cutting an artery. This is not going to be a joke.
But it's an otter. I mean, there's an aluminum bat in the garage. I just don't know how much time it would take me to get to the garage to grab the bat. To come back, and then again, they're so dense, I don't know how many times I'd have to hit this.
You don't care about the bed, dude.
If I hit it once and I piss it off, that thing's coming after me.
No, you got a club in the head.
I know, but they're fast, man. Say I whiff and like hit it in the ribs. I'm telling you, that otter's going to F me up.
Golf club. The ribs, dude, it'll be down.
Golf club, that works.
Oh, there you go.
Otter?
Yeah. Man. Dude, anything you take out its ribs, it's down.
But you have to take the ribs out. A wooden bat, I'd be confident I could
do
it.
Well, you're not swinging for first base, man. You're swinging for the doggone fences. You're going to crack a rib on the little bitty otter.
My son, he has golf clubs.
There you go.
I think I'd have to grab a golf
club.
Son, grab your golf club. Grab your otter club.
You don't keep the bat next to your bed?
No.
Man, that's like immediate bam, like somebody's in the house.
I got my dog and my wife.
And true enough.
What did a family member do, or what happened when you were with your family? 206-803-RUN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.